Jacqueline Wellman. She's a founder of the Angel Network. If you don't know about the Angel Network, I'm sure that you've been living with your head in the sand. Very few people don't. What they do is they have been around, I think it's now, must be about 3 years. I'll check that with her. But at this time in South Africa, there are a number of organizations that have really just gone beyond the call of duty in terms of what they are delivering, in terms of how they are stepping up to the plate, how they have formed, how have they have innovated, how they have adapted to meet the needs of people in need. And right now I'm joined on the line by Glyn Wellman. Hello, Glyn. How are you?
Hello, Kat. Very well, thanks.
Geez, you sound exhausted, woman.
I'm a little bit tired.
Just a little bit. How are you coping?
Yeah, we cope. We haven't got a choice, you know. I've got a bad echo on this line. Is there an echo on your line or is it just me?
No, it's just you. But it'll disappear. Okay. If you carry on talking, okay, it'll disappear. All right.
So initially, yeah. I can tell you that initially it was so overwhelming and all consuming and it really got to me. I was constantly in a state of stress, not knowing what to do first, working 15-hour days, trying to get everything done in that day. And then I realized that I could only do what I could do in the hours that I was given. And I had to really just come to terms with the fact that we can only handle one crisis, one situation at a moment, at a time. And the less stressed we got about it, the more we would be capable of managing to do what was needed. So we had to learn to take it in our stride, just go with the flow.
Absolutely. Although going with the flow, you've never, you know, you don't like mosey on down. Well, let's just see where this river takes us. You've never been like that. I know that, you know, we heard the call last week about this terrible, the shack fires in Alex. We added that to our news. I mean, it was just important that everybody knew and that we all came together. And that we could do it under your umbrella has been amazing. Glyn.
Thank you.
Just give us an update on what happened with the shack fires. Last week.
Okay, so I got a call at 7 o'clock on Thursday evening, and within 5 minutes, I think 3 or 4 NPOs had contacted me. We'd all got news of it from the disaster management, and we then go out to our networks via social media, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and just put out that message how desperate it is that people are now not only not able to feed their children and getting sick, but now they don't even have a roof over their head. And people can relate to it and they just think we can't, it's so freezing, we have to help, we've got to do something. And I must tell you, Kathy, that our community is something beyond. We've always received wonderful support from the Jewish community, but since COVID, it's been something so overwhelming. We can't express our gratitude because our community has just gone way beyond what we ever dreamed they would. And we're so completely grateful. And so people started arriving first thing Friday morning at my house. We thought we'd maybe get 1 or 2 bantams filled. We filled an 8-ton truck twice and 3 bantams with blankets, with food, with clothing, with household goods, with sanitizers and masks. You name it, people brought it. And I think by the end of the day, by the end of Friday, we'd probably managed to donate about 2,500 blankets, thousands of kilograms of food. We got money donations as well, which has now gone towards buying corrugated iron sheets to rebuild. But you know what was quite shocking for me, because we haven't really ever been involved in this. We're working very closely with Rays of Hope.
Yeah.
And they've dealt with this in Alex for many years. They've dealt with shack fires and they've been involved in the Alex community. So we said we're going to give them the money to help rebuild. And he asked me, Sihle Moy from Rays of Hope, to please make the reference, Fire Alex July. And it was just a reminder that these are happening every month during winter and how frightening it is.
And it can happen so quickly. So quickly.
It does happen so quickly.
Yeah. Incredible. All right. So what is it that the Angel Network needs?
Well, I'll tell you what we need currently, because what's happened since this morning is we were approached by the most amazing company called Put It Out. Not sure if you've heard of them, if anyone's heard of them, but they're donating to us 250 mini fire extinguishers. In fact, they were interviewed on ENCA about them, and this will actually save lives. It will save shacks burning down. It is such an easy-to-use piece of equipment that everybody should have in their homes, wherever they live. to be able to prevent a fire from spreading. And so they're going to donate 250 to the Alex victims so that they can prevent this happening again. And we've decided now to try and ask all our members to donate one. They're 45 rand each. They've got a 2-year shelf life. And our plan would be for every single informal settlement, every single beneficiary of ours to be able to have one in their home to prevent these fires.
Incredible. Is this all on your website?
We've just put it up right now. As we speak, I think it's going up.
Very good. This is what we like, efficiency. Okay, very good. A message for you, Glyn. How's it Goldie? Apparently Goldie is your maiden name. This is the other Goldie. Kol hakavod for what you do. And that's from Gary Goldberg.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you.
Isn't that nice? That's
Thank
awesome.
You. It's wonderful. The support is, I can tell you right now, the support is just phenomenal from our community, from really, and we're just so grateful.
Yeah. Glyn, that's where we leave it. Thank you so much. And
Thank
just
you, Claire.
Keep up. I just wish you incredible strength and good health to continue the work that you do, because the world is a better place because you have lived. Glyn, there are people who are better off because of the work that you do every single day. And thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.